Talk, Mission Fields at Home, Mountain View, California, January 28, 1910. Portion of a talk before the Pacific Union Conference, Mountain View, California, January 28, 1910. Afterward published in Union Conference papers in North America. Some have expressed a desire during this conference to send a large amount of means to China for the support of the work in that country. It is right and proper that means be sent to China. God's people are to act their part faithfully in warning that field and many other fields in various parts of the earth. Already a beginning has been made in many important mission fields in the regions beyond, and God is giving His servants some measure of success in winning souls. As the workers advance in faith, they will find that the Lord is going before them by His Holy Spirit, preparing the hearts of many to listen to the truths presented. But while plans are being carried out to warn the inhabitants of various nations in distant lands, what is being done in behalf of the foreigners who have come to the shores of our own land? Are the souls in China any more precious than the souls within the shadow of our doors? God's people are to labor faithfully in distant lands, as His providence may open the way, and they are also to fulfill their duty toward the foreigners of various nationalities in the cities close by. Those in responsibility must now plan wisely to proclaim the third angel's message to the hundreds of thousands of foreigners in the cities of America. God desires His servants to do their full duty toward the unwarned inhabitants of the cities, and especially toward those who have come to these cities from the various nations of the earth. Many of these foreigners are here in the providence of God that they may have opportunity to hear the truth for this time and receive a preparation that will fit them to return to their own lands as bearers of precious light, shining direct from the throne of God. Although the needs of the great centers of population have been presented before our people over and over again, yet comparatively little has been done. Who is answerable for this neglect? Brethren, consider how you can ever expect to be clear in the sight of a just and holy God if you leave these cities unwarned. Very few of the ministers are carrying forward strong, aggressive work in these large centers where so many thousands are in need of the saving truths we have to proclaim. The means that should be used to carry the message to the cities seem to be taken away and used where it perhaps ought not to be used. But where is seen a burden in behalf of these cities that have long been pointed out as places that must be worked without delay? Who will take up the burden of this work? Who will labor faithfully to set a right example before the inhabitants of our centers of population? It almost seems as if scarcely anyone dares ask a worker to go into the cities because of the means that would be required to carry on a strong, solid work. It is true that much means will be required in order to do our duty toward the unwarned in these places, and God desires us to lift our voices and our influence in favor of using means wisely in this special line of effort. Over and over again has been repeated the message, "Go out into the highways and the byways and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Luke 14, verse 23. This is a work God's people must take hold of, for it is a work that must be done. In this effort in behalf of the cities, all classes of laborers may cooperate to advantage. Especially valuable is the help that the physician may render as an evangelist. If ministers and physicians will plan to unite in an effort to reach the honest-hearted ones in the cities, the physicians, as well as the ministers, will be placed on vantage ground. As they labor in humility, God will open the way before them, and many will receive a saving knowledge of truth. Great benefits would come to the cause of God in the regions beyond if faithful effort were put forth in behalf of the cities in America. Among the foreigners of various nationalities who would accept the truth, there are some who might soon be fitted to labor among those of their own native land. Many would return to the places from which they came that they might win their friends to the truth. They would search out their kinsfolk and neighbors and communicate to them a knowledge of the third angel's message. In New York City, in Chicago, and in other great centers of population, there is a large foreign element, multitudes of various nationalities, and all practically unwarned. Among Seventh-day Adventists, there is a great zeal, and I am not saying there is any too much, to work in foreign countries. But it would be pleasing to God if a proportionate zeal were manifested to work the cities close by. His people need to move sensibly. They need to set about this work in the cities with serious earnestness. Men of consecration and talent are to be sent into these cities and set at work. Many classes of laborers are to unite in conducting these efforts to warn the people. When God's chosen messengers recognize their responsibility toward the cities, and in the spirit of the master worker, labor untiringly for the conversion of precious souls, those who are enlightened will desire to give freely of their means to sustain the work done in their behalf. The newly converted believers will respond liberally to every call for help, and the Spirit of God will move upon their hearts to sustain not only the work being carried forward in the cities where they may be living, but in the regions beyond. Thus, strength will come to the working forces at home and abroad, and the cause of God will be advanced in His appointed way.